Hey, how are you? I've been thinking, what is the best thing to share with you right now? And I really just want to speak from the heart. I really just want to share with you what has made such a difference for me in my life, what continues to make a difference for me, because let's be honest, it's busy, it's chaotic, there's a lot going on. Kids are home, husbands are home, or they're not home and you need them home, right? There's so much to be cleaned and cooked or packed if you're going away. There's just so much. And it can be really hard to stay above it. It can be really hard not to get pulled into everything that needs to get done. And I think there are two really important things that I want to share with you. One is to really take a look around you. Actually, don't take a look around you. Close your eyes for a moment. Do it with me. Close your eyes for a moment. Put your hands on your heart, unless you're driving, of course. Close your eyes for a moment. Put your hands on your heart and take a really deep breath. Really know that wherever you are right now is great. It's exactly where you need to be. Because the truth is that it's so easy to get caught up in everything that needs to get done and what you think everyone else is doing, where everyone else is at, and everything that everyone wants from you, and maybe what people are telling you you should be doing or you think you should be doing. And the truth is, you really are doing your best wherever you are, whatever you're up to. And it's so easy to get caught up and think that, about all the things that you haven't done. But you're doing your best. And it's so important to tell yourself, wherever I am right now, it's okay. It's okay. It's normal. It's exactly where you're supposed to be right now. It's exactly where you are. And beating yourself up for it, or being critical, or listening to anyone else's criticism, is not going to get you further. Because this is where you are. And the truth is, the best way to move forward is to give yourself this deep breath, to give yourself this moment, to give yourself 5 to 10 minutes even to sit down, drink a coffee, have some water, take a power nap, relax for a few minutes. It actually allows you to get more done and deal with all the craziness that's going on inside of who you really want to be. I was trying to listen to something earlier, but let's be honest, every time I try to listen to any type of shiur or anything over this whole week of getting ready for Pesach, my kids are like, "We want to listen to music," or "Can we turn this off?" Or "I can't hear that. I can't hear it over all the craziness." And so I didn't get to hear the whole thing. But one thing I heard was that Pesach, in many ways, is like a Rosh Hashanah. It's a time that we're being judged. It's a time that, hold on. And see, lots going on. It's a time when we're being judged. It's a time when things are like we're seeing how much Hashem is seeing, how much bracha we're going to have in our lives. It's like a bit of a judgment day, like Rosh Hashanah, but it's special for Am Yisrael because it's the beginning of us as a nation. It's our new year as a nation. And what was very powerful is this idea of like Hashem sees everything that we do. Pesach always feels like a lot of work. It is a lot of work. It's a project. It really is. And what really hit me was that idea of like, you know what? No matter how much still needs to get done, no matter what is going to be left imperfect, no matter what other people might want from me, no matter what I might be telling myself and shoulding on myself that I should be doing, Hashem sees how hard I'm working. Hashem sees what I'm doing. Hashem sees that I'm doing my best. And that's all that matters. Doesn't matter what everyone else sees. Doesn't matter everyone else's stories and all the fighting or the crying or the criticism or the stress, or Hashem sees it. He knows that you're doing your best. And you know it. You get to know it. And to have that confidence that you are doing your best. And that's where you can have that empowerment and that inspiration and that encouragement to really go into this chag being calm, being connected, being loving, because Pesach really is about the bayit, about the home, about the family. That's why we you know, spend so, like, the whole focus. The first Pesach was all about the focus on the home, being inside the home, and how being in at home is Lel Shmurim. It's where we're protected. And it's all about Vigalta Lebincha, teaching our children, whether we have children or grandchildren or we're teaching ourselves, it's about the continuation, whatever that means for each of us, the continuation of us as a Jewish people and us as a Jewish person, as a Jewish woman, continuing to bring God into the world in our own way. And so I really invite you to pick one word that you are focusing on being over the next 2 days, week, whatever it is that you need. Because we don't, and not as another should on your head, not as another, you know, stress, but as something you get to step into so that no matter how much craziness there is, you can stay focused on who you want to be. And sometimes women get confused by this and they think, okay, I want to be calm, but it's not calm. There's so much going on and I can't get it all finished and I can only be calm when everything's done. No, but the idea is that no matter what's going on, how much there is to do, you can be calm. What you're being is not based on what's done or what's going on around you. You get to create the experience based on who you are being within yourself, no matter what's happening. No matter what's happening, you get to choose who you're going to be. That's your personal freedom. That's your own Pesach, right? Being free from the chaos around you and being able to be the woman that you want to be no matter what's going on. So as you prepare for Pesach, as you get ready, as you light candles, as you sit at the Seder, Be'ezrat Hashem, as you, you know, enjoy and celebrate this holiday, I bless you that you get to do it. And I encourage you, you can do it as the woman that you want to be. And that's what you can keep telling yourself. I am being calm. I am being loving. Just choose one. I am being connected. I am being understanding, empathetic, gracious. Whatever you're coming up with, and sometimes the best way to do it is to ask yourself, what am I just hoping everyone else will give me? What am I just looking for in my life right now? What am I so upset that there isn't right now in my home, within myself, within this experience? And commit yourself to being that woman, no matter what else is going on around you, because you have that power and you get to create it first within yourself, and Be'ezrat Hashem, it will seep out to those around you. Not because of what's done and that because everything's perfect, because it will never be, because it's who you want to be and you are free to create that for yourself. And just a quick reminder, whatever's going on in your home, wherever you're at, it's normal. We're all challenged right now. We're all dealing with so much and it's okay. Give yourself that grace. I really invite you to give yourself that understanding, that empathy. I acknowledge you for taking a few minutes to listen to this, and I really just bless you. May we all really have the strength, the inspiration, the encouragement, the ability, the bracha, to be able to sit down Be'ezrat Hashem this year at the Seder. Be'ezrat Hashem, it should be in Yerushalayim. You're all invited to stop by. Wherever we are, Be'ezrat Hashem, we should be able to really go into the Seder knowing and living and feeling that we are really blessed to live, love, and be loved with all our hearts. Goodbye for now. Chag Sameach and lots of love.